Vengeance filled my heart, a burning sensation that threatened to overwhelm all reason. I barely noticed the night wind off the bay as it lashed at my face, doing little to dampen the rage desperately trying to claw its way out. Spats had this coming. Thoughts of what I would do when I reached the temple had me running all the faster. My feet pounded the worn cobbles, their echoes announcing my coming and the swift hand of justice that would soon follow. The city seemed eerily silent tonight, which was a reprieve from the growing clamour at the granary. As the number of rejects continued to rise, so did the chaos. It had been a week since our battle at the pit, and new arrivals were continuing to show up at our doors, looking for refuge. The noise from all those kids, many of whom had been members of enemy tribes not so long before, had worn a hole through my patience almost to the point of snapping. That anger needed to be directed somewhere. Where better than on the coward who had sold me out? As I made my way through the old city, memories of Oswell and my time spent infiltrating Magistrate Sirius's estates with my father flooded back. Once again, I was on a mission, but unlike my father's contracts, this one was personal. The sooner I dealt with Spats, the safer we all would be. I stopped at the head of the brick drive leading back to the temple's gates. Torchlight dotted the walls through the trees. Spats would have doubled the guard, depending, of course, on how many watchers had survived the battle. Hurricane had been one of the first tribes out of the pit grounds, so hopefully they hadn't taken too many casualties. Even though I was no longer a part of Hurricane, I held most of its members no ill will. It wasn't their fault they were led by the biggest buffoon ever to command a tribe. Before crossing the street, I took a moment to scan the surrounding buildings, checking to make sure Spats hadn't decided to post a sentry or two outside the temple walls. He hadn't. I knew the gates would be closed to me, which meant I needed to find another way inside. So I headed into the trees. The small grove surrounding the temple was densely populated with brush and briars, leaving small cuts across my arms and face as I pushed my way through. I stopped at the edge of the tree line and studied the opening between me and the 12-foot wall ahead. Nothing but loose roots and piled rocks. The spot I'd chosen was directly between two of the guard stations, giving me a better chance than not at making it across unseen, since the light from the watchers' torches barely reached halfway. I unhooked one of my swords, the one with the least amount of wear, and stashed it behind a nearby tree. Trying to climb the wall with a sword strapped to either side of my waist was a greater risk at the moment than the possibility of needing them both inside. It would be too easy to knock one against the stone wall and alert the watch. The last thing I could afford was being spotted and losing my one advantage. I was only going to get one shot at this. I had to make it count. I tightened the wrap over my injured ribs, took one last look at the wall, and sprinted from my hiding spot. Barely 5 steps out, my foot caught a root, and I almost went down, just managing to right myself before hitting the dirt. Stupid. My focus had been on the guard stations and not where I was placing my feet. With my eyes on the ground, I scurried the rest of the way across. I stopped at the base of the wall and took a moment to test my ankle. It was a little sore, but it didn't feel like there was any real damage. Thankfully, I'd made it across without sounding any alarms. The short run was enough to set my chest on fire, a solemn reminder of what I had to look forward to over the next month or two, as my ribs healed.